We're not playing our best footy. That's clear and obvious to everyone. But we find a way to get through. And like today, we challenged ourselves. Hawthorn challenged us, and we still found a way to get the 4 points, which was really important.
Not playing our best footy, says Kenny, but still sitting top of the table. We're going okay there at the Power, and one of the reasons is because Tom Rockliffe is in a hot form in the middle of the ground, and he played his 200th game on the weekend as well, and he's been able to join us on the Breakfast Club. Tom, congratulations. Good morning.
Thank you. Yeah, it's, as Kenny said, we're not playing our best footy, but we feel like we've got a bit of improvement left in us to really push hard towards the back end of the season.
Must be nice to be not playing your best footy and sitting atop the table, Tom.
Oh, well, I think we were playing some really good footy a few weeks ago, and then Geelong gave us a bit of a shake-up the previous week, and then it was a real scrap against Hawthorn. So there's a few things that we can tinker with to improve our game, and I think every team is just trying to improve themselves at this time of year, particularly the ones that are either situated in finals or just outside to give themselves the best opportunity to play finals.
How much assessment of that Geelong game was there? Because, as you say, they put on a bit of a show and took you to the cleaners a little bit, and it was a test against a real good opposition that went haywire from your end. And it's been really one of the only disappointing performances of the year. So you've done a great job. But how much assessment and review of that was there as to how to get better going forward and put yourself in a chance to win a premiership?
It was one of those ones where we would have liked to put no break so we could have gone out there and performed again, but... The way it fell, it was an 8-day break, so we put a lot of time into it, reviewed it pretty heavily, and where we could have got better, and just pulled down on the fundamentals. I think Geelong beat us at the contest. They got back and outnumbered front of Charlie Dixon and our forwards, and then transferred the ball to the open side, really controlled it by foot, and then stretched us defensively, and gave Tom Hawkins and their key forwards one-on-ones inside 50, which we weren't able to do. So there was plenty of lessons we learned out of it, offensively and defensively and in the contest. So I think when we get the opportunity to play Geelong again, which hopefully we will towards in finals, it'll give us a good opportunity, and I think we've learned some really good lessons out of it.
So what happens in that situation, Tom, in the sense of does it worry you that a team that you are likely to face in the finals touches you up, or is it a... not necessarily a good thing, but it happened early enough in the season that you now know the adjustments you need to make?
Yeah, I think we'd like to think that we'd learn from that and take the adjustments out of it. I think that there's definitely plenty of lessons, as I said, to be learned out of it. I think most teams have had a performance this year which I'd rather forget. We'd like to think that was ours. And, we take the lessons out of it, move forward, get back to playing Port Adelaide style, which we know holds up really well. We beat Richmond the week before in a really good contest that we felt like was a real good, solid Port Adelaide brand of footy, and just kind of try and continue to get better as a team, and also just play our style and get the footy in our good users' hands. Darcy Byrne-Jones and guys like that have had really good seasons off front back, so if we can get it through our users and then get it going forward, we can better and make sure that we use targets going forward.
I'm interested in Ken Hinckley behind the scenes, because he's someone that we love listening to, because he's a very positive coach publicly. He seems to really encourage you to take the game on and play, as you say, the Port Adelaide way. What's he been like behind the scenes, particularly as you start to get close to finals?
Yeah, Kenny. He's pretty positive on that front, but there's no doubt that when the hard conversations need to be had, he's not afraid to have them as well and tell us that it wasn't good enough and what we need to get better at. So there's no doubt that he gets the balance right, make sure that we're on edge and ready to go and not looking too far ahead. We've got a really good challenge on the weekend down here against Sydney, and we haven't looked too far ahead, but he makes sure that we learned some lessons out of the Hawthorn game, particularly defensively. We feel like we're giving up goals from too easy a spot at the moment. So we've got to just continue to work on our team defence. It's not just a back six. So he's been pretty strong on that this week, and he's really good. He sees the game really well and gives the guys feedback, whether it be positive or negative. And I think all the guys understand that he's coming from the right place and he just wants us to get better as a team.
You've got a great run home, and not, I know you're not looking games ahead, but just the spacing of the games, Tom, really seems to have come into your favour. You play Saturday games for the rest of the season. You've got 7 day breaks between each game, which I imagine no other team, I haven't thoroughly looked at it, I must admit, but no other team would have in the competition. How big a bonus is that going to be, do you think, freshening up into a finals campaign?
Yeah, we feel like we did a lot of the heavy lifting early. Obviously, up in the hub, and then we travelled up to Queensland a couple of times, day of the game. Had a 6 a.m. flight, so feel like we did a fair bit of lifting through that early part of the season. Then we had a couple of 4 day breaks in there as well. So it's worked out well. The back end of the draw there, that we get, I think, one of those games we have a bye in between. So it just ends up being a 7 day break. So nothing really changes for us. So. As I touched on before, we've got areas of our game that we want to improve and get better at. With having 7 day breaks, it probably gives us an opportunity to train a couple of times a week to work on them, but also then we've got four more performances before where we want to get to. So we've got a really good little period coming up, and as I said, it starts with Sydney this weekend, and if we play the right way and play the way that we want to play, then hopefully we can really build some momentum heading towards finals.
I mentioned before that you're in pretty hot form at the moment, and you've gone through this period of play. You've obviously compressed schedule and the like. Are you surprised with how well you're feeling and playing, considering the calendar and how hard it's been on a lot of bodies across the competition?
Yeah, it's probably a little blessing in disguise. Looking back now, when I did get dropped from the team, that the body probably got an opportunity to freshen up over the 2 or 3 weeks. And my body feels really good now, so I'm not sure how it would have gone if I played all the games through the season, then done the quick 4 day break, 5 day breaks. But my body at the moment feels really good. So as I touched on, we've got 7 day breaks for the rest of the season, so it's sort of just a normal type run in for us now. And I'd like to think that I play all the games and continue, and hopefully continue my strong form towards the back half of the year.
Well, you've got a fair bit of motivation attached to it, because finals, I know you're desperate to play them. It's a pretty big pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, at the end of this home and away season for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I think everyone through their footy career, you play to win, and I haven't played in a final in my 200 games to date. There's certainly, as you said, a big pot of gold at the end of that. So there's even more motivation, but I think you look across our group and we've got a few older guys that are sort of getting to that point in their career where it's sort of now or never. Robbie Gray's a little bit older, Bokey's the same, Westhoff, Ebert, you can even throw probably Hartlett, Jonas is towards the back end of his career as well. So we know the importance of it, and to live in the moment and right here, right now, we feel like we've got a really good opportunity. And if we can play, as I said before, the Port Adelaide style and play our way, we feel like we can do some damage. Come finals, Tom.
Saturday afternoon it continues. The Power take on the Swans at the Adelaide Oval. We'll check your local guides and you can see Tom Rockliffe in action for game number 201. Good on you, Rocky. Nice to chat, mate. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you. Stay safe and be